This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. The Colorado father who fell from a chairlift at Keystone in December has died. 32-year-old Donovan Romero of Littleton was tightening the bindings on his snowboard when he fell from the Ruby Express chairlift, suffering a serious head injury. The restraint bar on Romero's chairlift was up at the time of the fall. His family hopes his death will be the catalyst for changing safety regulations at Colorado ski resorts to require the use of safety bars. Colorado Catholics are rejoicing at the announcement of a new pope. CPR's Haley Sanchez has more.
The election of Pope Leo XIV took many by surprise, including priests from the Archdiocese of Denver, who were gathered in Colorado Springs when the white smoke rose, announcing a decision. Father Luke Barter says he was on perpetual pope watch.
It was quite powerful to have all my brother priests there and just seeing it together and praying together through it. It was amazing. It was quite special.
Barter says he's encouraged by Pope Leo's early message of peace and bridge building, signs he will likely carry on Pope Francis's legacy of compassion, humility, and unity. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
The state's flagship safety net hospital has rolled out plans for the revenue from a voter-approved sales tax. Denver Health says most of the money will go to emergency services. CEO Donna Lynn says the sales tax will bring in about $65 million this year. Still, the Medicaid cuts being considered in the Republican-controlled Congress could mean a $1 billion loss for the hospital. Temps will warm across the Front Range over the next few days with mostly clear skies tonight and highs tomorrow in the 70s with plenty of sun. This is CPR News.